Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, hello, hello, and we welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. We are here on a weekly basis on Tuesday nights, live in Pacific time, here in wonderful California and also in the Seattle, Washington area. So Mr. Jamie is in the house tonight. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing most excellent. This is Mr. Jamie in the house calling from Seattle, Washington, in the great heart of the Pacific Northwest. And although it was a little rainy today and I didn't see the sun, you know.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. And I am calling from Riverside, California, sunny Riverside, California, and we welcome you to the show. And we, yes, just like Miss Gloria, one of our regular diners here, talking about just coming from a very light and wonderful perspective on what's happening on the planet, and really seek to come from more of the kind of a different angle and looking from very spiritual, very light, and just all the wondrous things that are happening. I mean, yes, there are things that are sometimes heavy, depending on how much you look at the news, my goodness. But so many just wondrous things that are happening on a regular basis. One thing I've noticed lately, Jamie, is that it seems like, my family just loves to watch these talent shows, like America's Got Talent and just some of these other shows. And there seems to be a lot of younger men that are singing very in the soprano style.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that at all?
You know, I don't really follow those type of reality shows, but
okay.
I'm aware that there are, sure.
Okay.
Younger vocalists, sure, yeah. No problem.
Well, there's one guy on YouTube, and I can't remember the name of him. I apologize for that. But he's got a series of different videos, YouTubes out there. I guess they're videos, that he does six different parts of different songs, depending what they have going on. He'll sing the choir parts of it, the choral parts, and then he'll sing the lead, the male lead and the female lead.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's pretty darn amazing, and he's actually tried out for Glee, the Glee Project, and some of this other stuff. And, of course, you know, because of his level of skill, they don't have him on there, which I think is kind of interesting. But this kid is just it's really, really amazing. He's got such a full range. It's just amazing.
That's quite a talent at that young of an age.
Yeah. You know, you can't even wonder about that because, like, you know, I have a tendency to believe in past lives. And just the fact that just because I've come on the planet this time doesn't mean I don't bring all those gifts and talents of things that I've had in other lifetimes, you know, along with me. So to see these younger guys, you know, be on whatever level they were, you know, female at one time, and here they're bringing on their singing soprano and singing in the feminine voice. It's just really, I think it's very interesting.
That follows probably a great tradition of, like, you know, male opera that are on the higher end. Or even, you know, rock singers, I guess, too. Some of them,
that's,
you know,
true.
Freddie Mercury,
yeah,
or such.
Yeah, because Freddie had a pretty big range, too, didn't he?
Oh, right.
Yes, he
was,
did. Yeah. Freddie was amazing. Just an amazing person. Yeah.
There was another singer.
Like Billy Jackson. I mean, not Billy Jackson. Michael Jackson. Michael had a very wide range as well. Yeah. I mean,
And it also comes to mind, there was a young lady, she was only like 11 or 12, and she had like a real big voice. Nobody could believe it was her. And in fact, everybody thought it was kind of a hoax, but indeed she was singing like a professional. And she was quite a talent too. I don't know her name, but I know she's only like, you know, 12 or 13, but she had quite a voice.
Yeah, so you think about things like that, and you wonder about, you know, who were they their last lifetime?
Right.
Well, really, I think that way is, you know, were they somebody who was well known and professional and stuff like that? Because some of these younger people come up and they just seem so polished, like you're talking about. They seem like they've been around the block, and you know, when it comes to being starstruck and having to deal with the limelight and all that kinds of stuff, it just doesn't seem to, you know, fray them like of other people
and
have.
Do you remember a couple years back that Susan Boyle? Remember her?
Right.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was quite a, she had quite a voice, and it was quite a surprise just how she was discovered, you know, or kind of rediscovered or discovered, I guess.
Now, how was she discovered? I never really followed her too much. I mean, I do appreciate her voice, and I have heard her sing, but...
It was on the English...
America's Got Talent.
...talent show with the Simon Cowell, I don't know what they called it then, X Factor or something, and just some...
Okay.
She comes out and she's kind of a dowdy, frumpy looking older lady and kind of with an attitude, and then the voice of an angel comes out and everybody's so they can't
blown
believe
away.
That she's singing like that. So, and she had quite a backstory too, so it was kind of a yeah, very interesting.
Oh really, she had an attitude, that's kind of interesting.
Oh, no, just like a little cocky little attitude, and nobody, they're all waiting for her, and then all of a sudden she starts singing, and they couldn't believe it.
She's singing like an angel, and she's got
right.
an attitude, huh? She's all sassy, and here she goes, oh!
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and it's the same with even kind of any other levels of talent. It isn't necessarily just singing. You see some of these... people with their art abilities and just the different ways that they're, you know, they are able to express themselves in just so many ways. It's just really interesting. You know, it's like, gosh, where did that come from?
True.
You know, they're 4 or 5 years old and here they're painting, they're doing these paintings and they're comparing them to Picasso's and just, you know, all these different, you know, amazing painters. So.
Right.
It's
well,
very,
it's,
very interesting.
There are special people, and, you know, I guess that's few and far between. I guess natural, you know, when you're younger and like that. And a lot of it, though, I mean, if it's musical, I guess that's just being learning at a younger age.
Yeah, but you know what? Part of what I just think too is it's that, you know, coming into the world having a talent like that and not having it suppressed. So you've got parents and just people around you that are seeing the talent, and they're, you know, they're being, you know, appreciated and, you know, encouraged to continue doing what they're doing and how they're being out there expressing it. So just to remind everybody, if you're live with us, you can go ahead and get on the switchboard. That number again is 846-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206, and we do have the chat room open. So if you want to go ahead in there, we're going to check that out as well. And again, thanking everybody who's going on demand and checking us out. We really appreciate that too. So, yeah, so just really, really interesting. So how many past lives do you think you've had?
Oh, well, I haven't really thought about it, but I imagine I'd had maybe one or two maybe.
I think you've
maybe.
Had more than that. Yeah, I'd say, you know, because
well,
depending on who you're talking to on some levels, you know, most people who go that level when they talk about past life stuff, it's usually in the hundreds.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, you're male and you're female, and then like you'd be the father figure, and then you'd be the child figure, and, you know, you have all these different things that you work out lifetime after lifetime. So... It's just like I started believing in that when I would meet people, and there was just such a familiar way about them. I felt automatically would feel comfortable, like I'd known them before, and there was just this, it's almost like I've had two or three people in particular that when I met them, it was like we were just continuing a conversation that we'd had before,
wow.
Even though I'd never remembered them. It was just like that too. It's just like, you know, you and I, you know, we hadn't talked to each other that much really since high school. And then we just kind of caught up with each other so quickly. It's that kind
right.
of, that kind of way. But I mean, it's somebody that I'd never met before. And it had that same kind of familiar, you know, feeling and just connection with somebody when I'd known, you know, as far as I knew, I'd never met them before. That's what happens when you get a little older. You're like, do I know you?
I've noticed that sometimes I look at somebody and they're like, kind of look familiar, but then no, I guess they don't.
Right.
Like, well, could be, but couldn't be. So,
yeah.
You know, they
it's
always
just like
talk
when you
about
see
your,
people.
They
sometimes I'll see somebody and I'll like, who are you? Yeah.
Walking around, you know. They always talk about, like, somebody has an identical twin, or somebody you know that looks almost like somebody you know, or you yourself, or somebody goes, "Man, you look just like this person."
Mm-hmm.
It's always interesting.
Yep.
Or being
mistaken for
somebody else.
Yeah, I get that quite a bit with, I have people and they go, "Wow, you look just like blah blah," and I always tell them, say that that's my evil twin. I go, "Oh no, that's mine. That's my evil twin. That's not me." So we go there. So there you go. So like when you and I met each other in high school, we just kind of hit it off really well. It was very quickly. We just became friends and, you know, started hanging out and, you know,
feeling very familiar with each other. And
yeah.
When I think about some of the, you know, definitely during high school times, and I get time now that I think about it. I mean, for being where we were and the mixture of ethnicity and a smaller town, and, you know, you didn't graduate from Holbrook, but you went to a larger school, I think.
Because
your family moved and such, but
I
thought it was. I had a fairly decent high school education, and I was just because I was an in-state resident, and I couldn't go nowadays. It'd be a little too expensive.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and you know, we were in Holbrook, Arizona when we knew each other in high school, and it definitely was. We had just a very diverse population there of just all different kinds of people, and it really was just kind of like a micro of, you know, of the country, the way that everything was put together and stuff. That's one thing about Arizona, their educational level, you know, still is pretty exceptional with what they had, because I moved to California and they were like, "Oh well, you have all your requirements, you just can graduate." I just needed to take a California government class, and because that was just the other requirement that I needed to have, and I could graduate.
Right.
And I was just like, really?
But it was it was a bigger school, though, too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
what
a little bit, but not much.
Your, I'm trying to, I don't recall.
La Sierra. Yeah, I went to La Sierra High School in Riverside. Yeah,
right.
Back in the day. Back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
You know.
It's
so
last century.
You know, yeah, it's so last century. I haven't heard that one before.
Right. You haven't heard that one, right? Oh.
That's very true. So last century.
Well, it's like when when young people come in to get a tattoo, you got to look at their ID, and they're like, you know, thinking, "Oh, this person was born in like 92. And I'm like, "Oh." and then I think, "Wow, that wasn't too long. Oh, that was 20 years ago. Oh, my God."
I know. It's
and
even
then,
thinking, you're 2000. I mean, your 2000 was 12 years ago. You're like, "What?"
Right.
Oh, my gosh, how is this time going by so quickly? And you know what, this year just seems to be going by really fast.
It's half of it's gone already, almost more than
half,
right? I know.
We're going into the 4th of July
now,
here.
The nice, kind of nicer time of the year where it'll stay light till almost 9:30, so.
Oh, for you guys.
Although
we
don't really have nice warm weather till July, but I see in the weather news that Florida has gotten quite a drenching. And then you look at, too bad we couldn't ship some of that rain over to the Southwest where all those fires are, you know. It's amazing.
Oh, and especially with Texas, too. Texas is
right.
You know, that continually having that. They're still in their drought from last year.
And you're looking at the beginning of the summer, not like in the deep summer. They're
right.
Having a hurricane, or there's a storm that's dumping all that water on Florida. They've been having these fires that have been going on for almost a month now, and it's quite interesting, you know.
It is quite interesting, you know.
And temperature in Denver was 109 today.
We got that jet stream change, and the whole middle of the United States was, in the 90s, if not higher. Which is just so interesting, because it's almost like everything that was below now kind of like moved up.
I'm not sure how California weather, but it's kind of...
Weather has been, it's been about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than it normally
cooler,
is.
Cooler, right. And it's like,
yeah,
oh,
we're
it's
cooler
always,
and,
used to be
you know, all
nice
these years, all these years
California
we had fires
weather,
and all this kind of
it,
stuff.
But now it's cooler.
And now we're cooler. Now we're cooler, yeah. And it's staying pretty constant now, though. You know, we were going through a pattern the last couple months, though. We would have go up into the low 90s, and all of a sudden it would drop, and it would go down to the low 80s. I mean, it'd be dramatic. Within like a day or something, it would drop like 15, almost 20 degrees. And that's like, wow, what's going on? Because that's just very radical for us to have it drop like that and go up like that so quickly.
On a lighter and spiritual note, because this program is about being spiritual.
Yes, it is. This is the Transformation Cafe.
When I see that sun in the morning, or I know it's going to be sunny, it gives me a little more motivation. So I can see how that the seasonal deprivation, depression. I can kind of see how that does form on people up here when it's, especially in this climate up here.
How do you handle that when it's cloudy and cool all the time?
I think about it more, and if the sun is out, I try to get a little sun. And not just myself, you know, and it makes me feel better. And I was thinking
about vitamin
that.
D.
Oh, right, yeah. Exactly.
The vitamin D is so important.
And then I know why in this area there's so many kooks and crazy people and people that, you know, have mold growing on them. They're indoors all day because of the weather, you know.
Yeah, that would be interesting because, like, my sister works here in Riverside. She's a 911 operator, and with the full moons and all that kind of stuff gets done. So it's just a totally different kind of energy.
Right.
It's not unusual for them to get a phone call just saying, you know, I've got the voices in my head, and, you know, there'll be somebody saying, well, put some tinfoil on your head so that way that, you know, those voices can't penetrate your brain.
That must be a pretty interesting job, too, but.
That
sounds like kind of like an air traffic controller or something, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those jobs where my sister is really amazing because she literally can turn it off when she leaves work. My older sister, yeah. She literally can just turn that off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just like, and you know, it's just like going back to, you know, past life stuff. It's very interesting to see, because I have four sisters, I'm the middle child, so I can see just the dynamics of, you know, who were people in other lives with me and the way that we interact with each other and things like that. So, you know, it sounds strange, but like, you know, was I married to you before? Cause sometimes there's that different level of relationship. You know, because sometimes you just feel that way when you're with somebody. You're like, I really know you, and I don't know how I know you, but there's just that being so familiar with you on some levels. And just feel like you've been there and done that on a different level with people. It's just really interesting to have things like that kind of going on. So hopefully next week we're going to have Miss Dolores Fazzino back on again. She was on about 3 weeks ago, and she's the one who goes to the CASA and with John of God, and she was scheduled to be tonight. Unfortunately, something has happened with her show. So she's actually going to be at Flowers for You in Riverside, California this weekend. We're going to be having her come and do a guest talk, and she will also be having a healing group going on there with some meditation. So that's something that we're looking forward to. So if there's anybody out there who is interested in participating in that, you can go ahead and call the Flower Shop, which is Flowers for You. And that number is 800-688-7887. So if you want to go ahead and give me a call regular store hours, we will be more than happy to go ahead and reserve a spot for you. So there you go, little plug for that kind of thing. So what is going on at Chrome Ohm lately? Any exciting new trends or things that you want to let people know about?
I'll tell you, and being honest is I'm a little concerned with the economy, but who isn't, being a small business owner, as well as just trying to stay positive, and in my type of work, it's really kind of not a necessity, so you have to be very customer friendly. And unfortunately, sometimes it's hard sometimes. And to stay positive is as well. But we're not doing too bad. We have some things coming up. They have this art walk that are on Thursday night. So one of our guys is quite the he has several shows every once in a while. So he decided to kind of force us into doing this art show. And it's not too bad. And we can That might draw.
So is it,
but
is it, is it draw, is it drawings of tattoos that you guys put up so people
no,
can
no,
see
no.
how
this
you guys would
be,
maybe convert that to the skin, or
this would be just general artwork. So it's like they have a art walk, and it's usually in the neighborhood, and it sounds like fun. So we're gonna, I'm gonna concentrate on that, and just I've been lately changing my space around so it's not as cluttered, but that's
good.
What kind of makes it my space, my office. So, and it's
kind
of hard to be in one spot and not accumulate things, especially when you have kind of a, you like to keep things mentality like myself, and I collect things too. But I think
you're just eclectic and you can't help yourself. There you go.
Well, you know, sometimes it's to a point, but then when it's, like I said, when your possessions are it's not like an episode of Hoarders, but, you know, they're in tweet zone.
I start putting some stuff on Craigslist and move that out so other people can enjoy them.
Right.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, that's interesting because actually with Dolores coming to the flower shop, we've been doing some kind of, you know, early, well, midsummer cleaning here and kind of going through some
cleansing
stuff.
Cleansing and rearranging.
Doing some cleansing and re-clearing out
right.
and kind of moving things around. And you just kind of go, wow, okay, this was good kind of thing. And that's always good to do on that. So, because I've been looking at different stuff when it comes to just health with the body, and it was talking about how on a regular basis it's really important to detox.
Right.
And one thing I learned today that I thought was really interesting, boy, we're just jumping all over the place with subjects here, but that's okay. That when
on a lighter and a spiritual level, please.
Okay, spiritual. Yeah, here we're talking about bowel movements, things like that. When people who are vegetarian, how they get really skinny, they have gray hair, and they kind of just look emaciated because they're vegetarians.
Healthy.
They don't
right.
look healthy. And the
right.
reason the where I got this from
protein.
Was a book called Health, you know, Healthy 101 by Mark Rathkranz. And if you go to Mark Rathkranz, which is R-A-T-H-C-R-A-N-Z, and he's got all kinds of YouTubes, and he's got Rathkranz.com and things like
it's
that.
Healthy 101.
Healthy 101, Mark Rathkranz. And what happened was he was about 27, and he had been eating all kinds of junk food and things like that. He actually worked in Hollywood, and he was working on productions and things like that. And he actually has pictures of himself when he was 27, and now he's 47, actually I think he's 50 now. And oh my gosh, he looks like a Fabio or something. He's all
oh,
worked
really?
Out. He's got blonde hair, really super healthy, and he went totally off all, you know, processed foods, meats, cheese, all that kinds of stuff. And
right.
he basically does, you know, his whole vegan and, you know, greens and vegetables and things like that. And he's really just really trying to walk his talk where, you know, when you look at him, you know that he's following what he preaches. And
right.
his stuff is just really, really amazing. And this is basically where I was coming up with the detox thing. Because he said even vegetarians who don't detox are
right.
basically, they're not clearing out all the residual, builds up of, you know, of different kinds of stuff in the body. And so it's basically making it to where all the nutrients and stuff that they are eating aren't being absorbed properly into the body. So his thing is that everybody should be doing at least once a day. He says at least once a week you should be fasting.
That's not a bad
body,
idea.
No, it's not
right.
a bad idea. And he said that because, and, you know, that kind of goes to some other stuff that I've learned about. There's another guy called Dr. Batmajama, and his whole thing was you're not sick, you're thirsty. And he talks about the how it's really, really important that people get hydrated, because he says the biggest problem that people have with their health is they're not getting enough water, they're not getting themselves hydrated.
Well, aren't
so,
we, how much of a percentage of water are we? We all are water, aren't we?
We're supposed to be, well, you know, we're 85, 87,
a majority
like that, percentage
of water.
Water
right,
and
right.
One of the things he says is you should be drinking half your body weight in ounces a day.
Wow, half your body weight in ounces.
Half your body weight in ounces a day, yeah. So that's for the normal person, that's about 10 glasses of water. That's like 80
ounces. Average, right?
About 80 ounces, yeah. About 80
wow.
ounces. 60 to 80 ounces
and
a day.
I might
and it sounds like a lot, but really it's not. Well, so you'd start the day and you drink two glasses of water.
How much is that? 10 glasses?
Yeah, well, if it's a 10-ounce glass.
Right.
So it depends on your ounces. I'm into buying these big, like, 25-ounce cups
limit to the amount of water that you would have to drink and get rid of things as well?
Right.
Or is that part of the just once a day or all the time?
All the time.
All the time, right.
All the time. All the time. Because, you know, it's just like anything else. If you've got a river that's stagnating, it's all that stuff gets yucky.
Right,
you know,
right.
People, stagnation looks like in water.
You could,
and if you've got a good flow going on, it just that flushes it all out.
Yes, I didn't see that, right. right.
So, but he was saying with the whole thing with the detoxing is fasting once a week and just drinking, you know, really watered down fruit juice. Your body can literally live. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I juice every morning.
All the time, right?
All the time. And one thing that I've learned, too, just was I can't remember the guy that did, but I do a green smoothie every morning.
Is that like a tea smoothie?
Spinach. So you do like you take a handful of spinach and then you put like a banana in there and then maybe some other kinds of a couple handfuls of all the different berries and stuff that are available right now. Because whatever's in season, that's
and everything's
you want to be
into
having.
Season, too, aren't they?
Oh, gosh. And all the strawberries and the raspberries and all that stuff, it actually purifies your blood.
Right.
So what's really cool about that is it purifies, right, it's all natural, purifies your blood, thins it out, so the summertime you can actually stay cooler, more comfortable, because your blood's thinning out and purifying your blood and kind of filtering everything. So, but he says if you do a smoothie every morning with either spinach, you have to be careful with like green, dark green vegetables, like leaf vegetables, because your body will build up a tolerance and it's not as effective. So you kind of have to mix your greens sometimes. So, you know, if you have 3 or 4 days of spinach, you want to have one day where you can do like kale or romaine or something like that. You mix it up.
All that's supposed to be good for you, that kind of...
All of it's excellent for you. Yeah, collard greens are really good for you. Collard greens are like super awesome. So, you know, it just seems like people who live in the South...
They got a lot of iron, I bet, don't they?
Right. People who live in the South, you know, they're always like, oh, I got my collard greens for dinner and, you know, my turnips and collard greens and stuff like that. You know, there's people that I've heard of that are in their 100s, they're living over 100, their structure is strong. They have a real strong constitution, because there's a lady here in Riverside who's in one of these care facilities and they have a little garden area that they can do, and she's 104 and she still does her gardening,
does her collard greens out there,
and she eats collard greens every day. Collard greens are just a regular staple for her. She gets up in the morning and she has her collard greens.
There must be something to it then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was interesting, too, because I was an older friend of mine who had started living there, and she said this older lady, she was so funny because she said she would complain about all these people being old, and she didn't think of herself as old.
Oh, right.
She'd go, you know,
how many past lives do you think she's thought about having if she's 100-and-something years old?
Right. She doesn't see herself as old, and she's looking at all these people in their wheelchairs and walkers and stuff, and she's walking around by herself. You know, she doesn't need a cane or nothing. And she's like, these old fogies. And she goes, they need to kick all these guys out. They're making me look bad. So, we were just talking before. It's your mindset. It's like, how do you focus on that stuff? And, you know, one thing that I've been hearing lately is, you know, how can this get any better? And, you know, what else is possible?
Right.
And if you say that to yourself all the time, whether it's something good or something bad that happens, it's like, you know, how much better can this get? And what else is possible? It automatically turns it into this positive, moving forward expectation on something that you're not really, naming. So it gives it the power to be able to do what it needs to do because you're not putting expectations on it. So that can be really, really powerful. Yeah, very, very powerful. So, because I've had, I think I learned that about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I heard a girl named Rika Zimmerman was talking about that, and I had listened to one of her, one of her radio shows, because she's on World Puja Network, and she has some stuff with her stuff, but with Access Consciousness. So if anybody wants to check that out, you know, World Puja and Rika Zimmerman with Access Consciousness. It's a very fun program.
And you know that about wraps it up, doesn't it?
It does. We got one down to about 30 seconds. You're like
that's
keeping track, so that's
all.
Good. No,
yeah,
no.
Very good.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir, for checking in and sitting at the table with me. I appreciate it.
Of course. That's what I'm here
okay.
for.
All right, and we will see you guys next time here at the cafe. Good night.
Good night.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.